It's a day of comeback. Sharky's back, Juru's back, yeah. The Traveller's back.
Brian's Traveller. There's nothing like getting a Traveller India at about 25 to 6. Just makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kim Kuk Song was a spy for North Korea before defecting to the South, and now he has revealed how a crystal meth lab was made to manufacture drugs to make money and fund the leader's lavish lifestyle.
Ooh.
So he basically, this is, I'm talking about the divine leader, Korean leader, Kim Jong-il.
Mm.
So he was a...
You are, just in case he's listening, drive with Joel and Fletcher. He's Fletch who's talking about not me.
He's all right, he's all right. He claims that he was told to make crystal meth during a terrible famine from 1994 to 1998 in North Korea. That was called the Arduous March. Kim told he was talking to the BBC reporters, that under the orders from then Korean leader Kim Jong-il, this is not Kim Jong-il set up a production line for the drug, also known as ICE. The drugs helped to fund the leader's lavish lifestyle during the time, during the famine in the mid-90s. So basically, this is quite damning. Or just gets heckos. But the money made from the drugs then went to fund his extreme lifestyle, i.e. helicopters, women, and numerous golf activities. North Korea, it was previously reported that North Korea made methamphetamines during the 90s and 2000 through exporting drugs before the country began to bring it to a halt. But they kept doing it on the black market. Now, in North Korea has a significant problem with drug use among its population, with people taking crystal meth on a regular basis or even as presents, for example, for Lunar Year, which is one of the most important holidays of the year.
Wow.
So they're getting on the glass barbecue.
Mm.
The popularity is known... The popularity is down to being easy to come by and can also be used to suppress hunger.
Are they ever going to be, Brian?
Not part of our world. No way. Have you seen Kim Jong-un? Maybe he should take it because he's a beast.
No chance of an uprising?
Nah. No way.
Not in our time?
Maybe never after Squid Games.
Mm. Could be.
Do you reckon Squid Games is in North Korea? Do you reckon they're... No, what I'm saying is not the game. I'm saying the TV show.
Oh. No, definitely not.
Definitely not?
No, if it's South Korean, then total embargo on anything South Korean.
I reckon
Korean.
They'd be smuggling it in through video recorders.
But you know what? I don't believe that they don't know what's happening outside the world.
They don't.
Surely they must. Look, whispers come out and surely they hear stuff. They can't keep the whole country away from the whole world.
They do.
So, are you
just saying that they're just brainwashed, that they just don't believe that there's an outside world?
No, but when he tosses up that he's had 18 holes in a one in a row, no one's believing that.
There's a Joe Rogan podcast with Yeonmi Park. She got out of North Korea and talks about everything that goes on inside North Korea. It is ridiculous. I was walking listening to this podcast. I had to stop a couple of times at how horrible.
So who's this lady, Brooksy?
She defected.
So she defected her and her family tried to defect. So her and her mother, I think, got through. The rest of the family didn't. And she has gone to America.
But that's my point, though. Why are they defecting? They must hear that there's a better place to go to.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like some of the stuff that she reports on is ridiculous.